The scripture for today is found in the book of Ephesians. I will be reading selected verses from chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. Listen to God's word as it comes to us today. I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with all patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gifts. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until all of us come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way to him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knitted together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. This is God's word to us today, and I found it really interesting that this was the passage for today, because on Sunday we will be ordaining and installing new elders and deacons. And I was thinking about this passage because I use this and have used this a lot in my ministry for officer training, to help the new elders and deacons realize that they have been called to their particular task. But the interesting thing is, it's not just them. We are all called. We are all called by God. The disciples were called, yes. Jeremiah was called, but he said, no, I'm only a child. Moses was called, and he said, oh no, Lord, I can't speak. I don't know what I would say. But all of us, no matter who we are, we have been called by God to a particular task. And you and I need to discern what is that task that we've been called to. As I said, some have been called to be deacons and elders right now in the church. But maybe you have been called to a ministry of hospitality, or maybe you have been called to a particular occupation that uses your gifts and abilities, and not only uses your gifts and abilities, but gives you opportunity to witness for Jesus Christ. All of us have been given gifts and skills to use. And in this passage, you can read that some people were given one thing, other people were given another gift and a task, but all of us were given abilities and skills. And if you read the passage over again, the purpose was for building up the body of Christ. We aren't given gifts and abilities just for ourselves. We are given them to use for Christ. And I think sometimes we forget that, whether it's in the church or outside the church, that sometimes we forget who has given us our gifts and why we have them. So remember, no matter where you live out your calling, whether it's in the church, in the body of Christ, or outside of it, it is for the purpose of building up Christ's body. So as you think about your calling, and as you think about the gifts and abilities that God has given you, just remember, God has called you. God has called all of us. And so listen for that voice that tells you what your call is, and it can change over time, but listen to that call and then discern how you can use it, not for your own glory, but for the glory of God. And one other point in this passage is that the writer of Ephesians, which they think is Paul, says that our unity is based on our faith, our baptism, one God, one Lord of us all. And sometimes we get hung up on some of the differences within the church, as in capital C church, that one baptism is different than the other, or you have to get baptized again. And in the Presbyterian church, one baptism is forever. But I think we need to think more about what are the things that unite us within our congregations, within our denominations, within our Christian community. Yes, there are things that divide, but there are many things that unite us. And one is that Jesus Christ is Lord of us all. And the bottom line in all of this, how we live, how we speak, what we say, speaking the truth in love, all of this, it says, the body's growth builds itself up in love. So remember, whatever you're calling, make sure that you do it in love. Make sure that you respect one another. Make sure you care for one another. And as you share your calling, make sure that it is done in love. Thanks be to God that He has called all of us and has given us all gifts and abilities to use for Him. Amen.